This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
You know, we're off a little bit here to start. Had a nice little rally there yesterday. But as we start today, we're off a couple three on corn and a couple on beans and a little bit on wheat. You know, and essentially, I think the rally yesterday is just one of those deals where a couple different things are going on. Basis have improved a lot of places. And, you know, some of these elevator systems, I don't think they got the origination they were quite hoping for. And I don't think it's necessarily because the crop, you know, is small, so to speak. I think it's got a lot to do with in certain areas. You know, the crop was a little disappointing, first of all. Second of all, a lot of these guys have looked at the carry in the market, both corn and beans, you know, and said, hey, we're going to try to find a home for these bushels and not have to deliver them. So I think there's been more grain that's bagged this year than we've ever seen before, trying to put stuff in an old shop, and any place you can put bushels, I think people try to find a way to do it, just to try to live to play another day.
What's the latest on the, of course, it's been a headline grab with the China situation and the back and forth between the countries and getting ready for that meeting, but what is the latest on that situation, and does this feel more real this time?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's renewed optimism because, you know, Basin is meeting with some Chinese officials this weekend in Malaysia. President Trump's supposed to meet with Xi next week.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with Acre Edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
December corn down 3¾ at 424¼. November soybeans down 2¾ at 1042 even. December soybean meal up 90 cents at 293.20. December soybean oil down 40 cents at 50.47. Chicago wheat down 2¼ at 510¾. Minneapolis wheat is down a penny at 557. Kansas City hard red wheat is unchanged at $5 even. December oats up 2½ at 310 even. On the Merck, December live cattle down 460 at 236.58. November feeder cattle down 925 at 352.20. December lean hogs up 13 cents at 81.90. December pork cutout unchanged at 94 even. Class 3 milk up 9 cents at 17.52. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.